You're listening to SBS News.
In the Sydney suburb of Eastwood, the New South Wales government unveiled a boost for the state's multicultural communities. As part of this month's state budget, the government has allocated an extra $28 million for multicultural services over 2 years. Premier Dominic Perrottet says it's a tripling of government funding.
Our community here in New South Wales is incredibly rich and diverse. Our multicultural communities play an important role in enabling our great society here in our state to flourish. And I want to thank our leaders for everything they do in not just promoting their culture, but in allowing everyone across our state to enjoy it. And that richness, I think, is what makes our society the best place to live, to work, to run a business and raise a family.
The package includes $16 million to increase translation services for government and community messaging. $10 million will go to supporting festivals and cultural events, while there'll be $2 million for community and religious engagement. Minister for Multiculturalism Mark Couret says the package also includes the establishment of a new Religious Communities Advisory Council.
This will ensure that our religious and faith-based and religious institutions will have a voice around the table, strengthening on the wonderful work that we've done already, ensuring that our religious and faith-based community groups have that voice around the table to ensure that they are listened to as well.
Inaugural chair of the new council is former Deputy Police Commissioner Nick Caldas, who's also been announced as the new chair of the New South Wales Multicultural Advisory Board.
Communities across the board in New South Wales have had a rough couple of years. Floods, fires, COVID, and I think community cohesion and harmony has never been more important, and I look forward to playing a small part in that as we go forward with all of this.
His first task will be to review security around religious settings, including mosques and churches.
In relation to security, we're simply going to advise the government about what the communities are feeling on the ground and if there are issues that are bubbling along. We hope to take a longer term view as well. If we can build a stronger dialogue or narrative or discussion between government and the communities, I think it's better for everyone, obviously. If they feel they're being heard and their concerns are being acted on and listened to, we're halfway there.
Darren Bark from the New South Wales Jewish Board of Deputies says his community has seen a rise in anti-Semitism and hate-based activities.
We've seen the rise of right-wing extremism. We have seen, especially during COVID, a rise in anti-Semitism in terms of the online, but that has translated into actions that have taken place at places of worship. So we've seen the Hakenkreuz, the Nazi swastika, put up at our faith institutions, and that's an intimidating and certainly a deterrent for people to attend and to feel comfortable interacting with society.
President of the Australian National Imams Council, Iman Shady Asuliman, has a similar story.
Within the Muslim community, especially post-Christchurch and what happened in New Zealand, which is not far away from us, there has been a rise of concerns within faith-based institutions, mosques, Islamic center schools. So obviously the safety and the security of religious institutions is a serious concern for us and for the Muslim community.
The package comes after multicultural and faith leaders played a critical role during the COVID-19 pandemic in getting health messages out to their communities. The state government was heavily criticised for treating Sydney's diverse communities more harshly than other areas, including with strict lockdowns. But Premier Dominic Perrottet is defending his government's handling of the issue, saying it worked closely and effectively with communities to keep people safe.
And I want to particularly thank our multicultural communities across New South Wales, because over the last 2 years, they have played a crucial role in keeping people safe during the pandemic. And whether it's been through translation services, advocacy, advisory, it has been a combination of all of those things and great work with the New South Wales government, which has really helped our entire state get through the last 2 years.
Claire Slattery, SBS News.